Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
So last week, we randomly got this call.
Well, I started to get this ringing in my right ear. It just wouldn't stop. And now, ever since then, this was a few years ago, but now ever since then, every time I get stressed, my right ear will ring really loud, to the point that I went to the doctor just to determine whether or not it was like a medical thing or maybe it was like a spiritual thing, like I was, you know, awakening or something. But no, even the doctor said it was stress related. I could have sworn, though, it was like communication.
You know what they say, though, is when you have the ringing in the ear, somebody's talking about you. So maybe like somebody was just talking about her. You never heard that?
Oh, I thought it was Jesus was coming.
No,
he was
going
to let me know.
If somebody's talking about you and your right ear is ringing, that means they're saying good things. If your left ear is ringing, that means they're saying bad things.
Exactly right.
Yes.
That is what I told the doctor.
That sounds like science, right? Both of you.
That verbatim.
I mean, I wouldn't have told the doctor that, but that is like an old wives' tale that I've heard. I don't know what's wrong with that lady.
Well, I hope she's all right.
I'm sure she's fine.
She's like tinnitus in her ear or something like
that.
Something
wrong with her ears.
Yeah, something going on.
But then I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, the ringing in the ears. My mom will swear by that. So I always think about old wives' tales and I don't think about them as old wives' tales. I think about them as mom's tales.
They're science.
My mom.
They're real.
Believes all these things and like has ingrained them into me since I was a kid. The ringing in the ears, that is a big one. That is my mom. Oh, somebody talking about you, Anna. Oh,
okay.
Your left ear. Oh,
yeah.
You know,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the best is when my palms itch. If your palms itch, that means money's coming. If you,
is that what it means?
If you scratch your palms in front of my mom.
Yeah.
Your palms are itching, Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go play the lottery.
Right. Immediately. You're going to be rich.
You got to go play the lottery. But this, I thought about this past weekend because Dakota, my toddler, takes swimming classes, right? Well, she takes them year round. She's learning how to swim. Like, I'm not going to pull her out just because it's getting colder out or whatever.
Sure. I mean, if the pool's inside, why would you?
Exactly. So my mom had a heart attack because she was like, Anna, you are still taking the baby to swimming? I go,
yeah.
Yeah. Her hair. Her hair is going to
be wet
outside.
And she'll get
She's
sick.
She's going to catch a cold.
Right.
She's going to get very sick, Anna.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that real? Is that an old wives' tale?
You know, it's funny because depending on who you talk to, they'll still perpetuate that. My doctor used to get so mad. She'd be like, germs cause colds, not cold. And I'd be like, well, it's still okay to bundle up outside. Whatever. Just be tougher.
What?
Like my doctor would say that to me.
Why do they even call it a cold? It has nothing to do with being cold. It doesn't even make sense.
I have no idea. I mean, I didn't come up with that one. But the old wives' tales, you know, there's always a bunch out there, whether or not you believe them or not. I remember that my mom used to always say wearing hats causes baldness. Wearing hats. So I had a fear of hats my entire like life growing up. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if my mother just said that to me to make me feel better because I've always had a large head.
It's true.
I have like an alien shaped football shaped head.
It's very difficult to find hats for Raven.
It really is.
Yeah.
I need custom hats
usually.
And so maybe my mom was just saying that to make me feel better.
No, I think that's an old wives' tale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, perfect example there. Not really rooted in science, but people believe it anyways.
1-800-330-99. What's an old wives' tale that you grew up believing and to this day you're not really sure if it's right? I'm actually a little bit nervous about this. I didn't think I would be nervous until this time has actually come, and now I'm wondering if I'm making the biggest mistake of my life.
Remember how everybody was like at the docks and they were like, yeah, Titanic, it's unsinkable, great, look at us, here we go. Not really.
What's the biggest old wives' tale? Or I like to call them old mom's tales because I believe that my mom convinced me every single one of these were real.
I mean, it's paraphrasing. Old wives, old mom.
Old moms.
Same person.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. I just saw one pop on our text line, and I think we have to test it. My mother would always tell me, if you keep crossing your eyes, then your eyes are going to get stuck like that. We've all heard that, right?
Yeah,
but
of course.
I always heard that if you cross your eyes and then somebody slaps you on your back, that's what it is.
Is that why you called in John here? I mean, if somebody's going to slap you, wouldn't it be me?
No. Producer John, I'm filming this. I'm going to put it up on our Instagram and our Facebook at Anna and Raven. I'm going to cross my eyes. And then, John, you're going to smack me in my back. We're going to put this to rest right now.
Let me see.
Okay. My eyes are crossed.
They are crossed.
Okay.
Give it a good smack, John.
How
a good
hard?
One.
I mean,
not too hard.
Hard. Pretty hard.
Just do it.
Pretty hard. No, they're fine.
No, they're fine. Yeah. No, we're good.
It was enjoyable that you ran your face into the microphone.
Yeah.
That was good.
I mean, he hit me pretty hard.
I would have gone a little bit harder, a little bit more snappish.
All right, we've debunked that one.
A little more on it, you know?
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What's the old wives' tale that you grew up believing?
Well, I'll never eat the stem of a banana, like that little end part, because I've heard that that's where spiders lay their eggs. If they, like, crawl in, like, that's where the eggs are going to be. So it just disgusts me. I can't even do it.
Wait. First of all, who's eating a banana stem, period? Who is that person?
Well, it's like the very end part of it. Like, it's not like the...
Oh, you mean like, after you peel it? Oh, that black dot on the top.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Have I been feeding my daughter spider eggs all this time?
Possibly. Quite probably, actually. Yeah. But you know something? Insects are great protein. All right? So just embrace it. No, come on. You would see the spider.
Spider.
You would see the egg.
The eggs?
All right. I mean, wouldn't it taste different than the rest of the banana? You'd pay attention to that at that point. I think so.
I don't
know. But you know what? There's only one way to find out.
And I'm Googling it as we speak.
Yeah. Ooh, you're ordering spider eggs right now online?
There's simply no chance for spider eggs to get into a banana.
No. Internet solved it.
Yeah,
thank you, like, Internet.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your old wives' tale?
Feed a cold, starve a fever.
I'm always hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Even when you're sick?
I always wonder that. Like, people always say, oh, at least you lose 5 pounds with the flu, ha ha. I'm like, I've never lost anything. I just find more time. If I'm on the couch recovering, it's just more time for me to eat more saltines in my pastina and my soup. I've never had that, like, oh, I can't eat, I feel nauseous. I've always found a way.
Mm.
I'm a hero that way.
Right, a superhero.
You're my spirit animal.
Really, really.
Yeah. What's that old wives' tale that you've heard a million times? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, when you see a lot of birds, that means someone is going to die. A huge flock of birds landed in my yard last week, and by the end of the week, there was a death in my family.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's terrible. Who even brings that up and points that out?
Somebody that knows it's true.
Oh, no. I mean, I had birds in my yard over the last week or so. Yeah, they're birds. They go where they want.
What's the old wives' tale that you just grew up listening to that you believe? Also on our text line at 1-800-330-9999, never put shoes on the table, meaning new in the box right from the store or delivery. Your feet will burn.
I always put new shoes on the counter because I feel like it's living dangerously. I don't know why. It's a thing. But when I get them, first thing, I put the box on there and I take them out of the box and I put them on the counter for a minute.
Why?
I don't know why.
It's so weird.
It is weird, right?
Do your feet burn?
From time to time, but I never blamed it on that.
Well, now you know. What's the old wives' tale that you grew up believing? 1-800-330-9999.
Well, it's one that my mom told me. When you shave your legs for the first time, the hair will grow back thicker and darker and more of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard that, too. I thought that was true.
I mean, if it's the first time you're shaving, guys, you're just getting older after that, which means, of course, there's going to be more hair. It's going to be thicker and all that stuff. First time you shave your legs at 11, 12, whatever age you are, is that the same thing as being a grown woman? It's the same thing with a beard or a mustache. You shave it for the first time at 14 or 15. Of course, it's going to come back thicker because you're growing up.
I don't know.
It's called puberty.
No. According to the internet, it says no. Shaving your hair doesn't change its thickness, color, or rate of growth. Shaving facial or body hair gives the hair a blunt tip. And during this phase, the hair might be more noticeable and appear darker, but it's not.
Yes. Also, every 30-year-old man does not have the same beard as a 13-year-old.
Well,
hello.
That's true.
I think she was just trying to keep me from shaving until I was a little older.
I agree. I think that's it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's an old wives' tale?
Well, have you ever heard this one that you're never supposed to wake up a sleepwalker?
Oh,
yes.
I have heard that.
Because they have a heart attack or they die, right? That's the reason why?
What?
No, that's why, right?
I heard that they get violent.
So.
They get violent?
Yeah, I heard that they get violent because they're scared. They're shocked. You know what I mean? I mean, they don't know where they are, so they may be like kind of out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But having the thought of them dying or having a heart attack spontaneously, also worrisome. I have never woken up a sleepwalker. I've woken up a sleep talker. They didn't die.
Well, they were just talking. They weren't walking.
You're right.
There's a big difference.
I don't know.
Says it is not dangerous to wake up a patient from sleepwalking, but experts discourage it and says you should ease them back into bed without making forceful attempts.
I love that they word the operating word patience.
That's true.
Like as if they're wearing a gown and the room has a lock on it. Okay.
That's really funny. The one time I slept walk. Mm. I woke up outside my dorm room, outside in the cold.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody woke me up. I think the cold air just woke me up.
Sure.
And I locked myself out of the house. I had to crawl in through the window.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure you just weren't, No,
it's 100% what happened. I was sleepwalking, or I don't know what was happening, but all of a sudden.
You're outside barefoot.
I was outside, and I was in my pajamas barefoot, and it was like, I would say it was like dawn. It was probably like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine if somebody had woken me up. I would have died right there.
Imagine if you actually walked out at 11:30.
Right.
And you woke up at 5.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.